Yo, welcome to another episode of Splash Trash. Yeah, man, we missed it last week, but that was my fault because I was shaking and moving,
okay.
Moving and shaking.
You were traveling.
I was Charlotte. Yeah, I was doing my thing.
Business time.
I'm your host, Bradley Baxter. This is actually episode 34, and always with me is my man, Chris Smucky Watts.
That's me. Hello.
Today, we're talking back on that comic book game. I feel like I haven't read a comic book in like a month. I probably haven't.
Yeah, you probably haven't. You've been freaking traveling. You was in Atlanta. Then you came back for like a day, and then you were in Charlotte for these All-Star games, the Super Bowl. And no harm, no foul, as they say.
I did go into the comic book shop today after not being there for a while, and I was like, wow, I missed this stuff.
Like, fuck, I'm lost. I'm 30 issues behind.
Exactly. 30 issues behind. I didn't realize how many
weeks.
Batman, I'm really behind on Batman.
Isn't Batman or Detective Comics 1000 comes out like 2 weeks, right? Some 3 weeks,
something like that. Yeah.
You probably have to get in line. Hello, one please.
I looked at the stack of books by my bed, and I was like, the last one I have is Batman issue 62.
What are they on now?
And 65.
Oh, that's not so bad.
But I think they're like in the middle of a storyline, story arc, cool. Or whatever.
You're like, I don't know what's going on. This is the problem with these arcs, right? Like, I mean, not the problem with them, but that's just like one of these things. I mean, you were talking about the stuff with this, but like barriers to entry on comics that we talk about a lot. We have to like kind of just encourage people to just dive in on some things. Like if you're going to go to a comic shop the first time, or you're interested in starting to read comic books, like just jump in, because if you go and pick up Batman 65, you're gonna be fucking lost. But maybe because you picked up 65, then you'd be like, okay, well, I need 64. And this whole story arc starts on 64. Cool, now I'll read 64, 65, 66, and I'll start to go back and collect the series as it comes. But because it can be real intimidating. I remember when I first got in, I say this all the time, but I walked into the comic store and I was like, what the shit is happening?
You just got to go for it. You got to just dive in.
Just jump in. Just have some fun and go for it. And know that it's going to be hard to learn. But then when you do learn it, you're going to feel like freaking big dick swinging. Or wide vagina swinging. Whatever. Doesn't matter.
I think what Chris is trying to say is that go into it with picking up a book. And then you can continue to read the sequels or go back and read the prequels at that point. That's how you got to treat it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much it. That and the whole dick vagina thing.
Okay. Drop. A couple of books that dropped this week. Obviously, Batman 65 is in the middle of that whole story arc, which I hear is actually really good. Catwoman number 8.
Catman. What?
Oh man. I still have yet to read this Ninja Turtles Shredder series, but
Shredder Goes to Hell.
Yeah, the new one's supposed to be coming out, I think, next week.
I like it. I read it.
Yeah. You did read it.
I did. I read the first issue, 1 and 2.
Dope.
That's possible. That's what I read.
There's only one.
Then it was definitely just one, but it was good.
Yeah. Age of X-Men, Amazing Nightcrawler, number 1 came out, and like this is in a poly bag, the blacked out poly bag. I saw this today. Was like,
there's so many fucking poly bags. The black poly bag is one where you can't see what the cover is, right?
Mm-hmm.
I hate that because I'm like, what's inside there? It's like those blind bags you get. Because I'm assuming you put in a poly usually because there's multiple covers, right? There's variants.
Yeah.
Those sons of bitches. Talk about an industry shifting. They were like, how can we sell more comics? Well, we'll just make each comic have 43 different variant covers. It'll be great.
The funny part is they keep, even after the comic drops, they'll still make more variants.
Like, people liked that one. Let's make more different ones.
Or second printings will have a different cover. Yeah.
I'm just not that style of person. I'm not the person that's like blind bags stress me out because all I can think about, they happen to stores a lot. You know, it's like buy this egg and it's got a character in it, or buy this little X-Men box. It gives me anxiety. Or even the Legos we used to collect for like Simpsons and Harry Potter and shit. Like, it's just stressful to be like, I'm going to spend $5, open this goddamn thing. It's going to be the same thing I already have 3 of, and I'm going to be pissed. It's like Pokemon cards where I got 30 cards in a pack and I got to, you know, maybe one was different. Like, that's just disheartening.
Very true. I definitely bought like as many poly bags to when the Power Rangers.
The Power Rangers, that 25 one or whatever. You really went fucking ham.
I still don't have the Green Ranger one, which is surprising. I should probably just buy it.
I know. I tried to get it for you, but it was gone.
Lots of other stuff that dropped this week. I'm talking Star Wars has that storyline, a Solo story adaptation, which is still rocking at number 5.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
The Vader one did real well for them, so no wonder.
Chris and I are reviewing a couple of books.
Yeah, we are. We're going to review a couple.
Yes. Chris, what did you read this week?
I continued my, in a continuing segment, I read Guardians of the Galaxy number 2. This is the 2019 new run of comics. If you don't know, comic books do this thing where they reset the number, but it's usually, it's reset in a what they call volumes. So when you see a number reset, it traditionally means that whatever happened before, let's say Guardians of the Galaxy started in 2013 and it had 65 issues, and then they ended that run because they want to change things up. And instead of just changing it inside the story, they create a whole new volume of work.
Which sometimes does continue on. It's just
I mean, they reference things that probably that happened in the last volume. You don't see it very often where it doesn't. It's a great one for me to, as like a reference point, is when you see a hero that's been other, like Batman's always been Bruce Wayne, Superman's always been Superman, but like Green Lantern has been multiple characters, and Flash right. has been multiple characters. So you'll see a volume where Green Lantern was Jay Garrick, and then it was Barry Allen for a while, and then he died, and they started a new volume, and then he came back, and you know, so it usually follows that pattern. So you kind of, it helps you separate what's going on. But this one is, yeah, this was issue number 2 of the new Guardians of the Galaxy run. And
you want to know something funny, Chris?
Hit me.
I totally knew this when we were talking about it on Splash Trash Man. You talked about that book, and I actually had talked about it the week before.
Really?
Yeah, it was when I was by myself. I was flying solo, and I did an episode on that book. And then, like, as you were talking, I was like, I think I did this one, but whatever. It worked out anyway.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at us go.
Yeah.
We're consistent. Just two peas in a pod. We're consistent, robots.
All right, would you go ahead, tell us all about Guardians of the Galaxy numero 2.
Numbreo Tuzo. I have to say something, everybody. I read and reviewed the first issue. Brad did as well. And I really enjoyed it. There was a lot of shit that was talking about that I was like not familiar with in the way that I hadn't read what had happened, but it set me up. That first issue was definitely a great setup when it kind of is like, hello, this is everything that has occurred. This is what's going to happen. Enjoy, which I really like. I like when they kind of make that barrier to entry pretty low. But also, I mean, if you've seen the Guardians of the Galaxy movies, you're probably pretty set up. But that first one, it was good. It was a good setup. It had intrigue. It had a little twist in it. The Guardians of the Galaxy and all these other people were like ripped apart in a black hole shit thing. And so there was a new team that was formed, and it's basically Peter Quill, Star-Lord, Beta Ray Bill, who's the horse Thor, Cosmic Ghost Rider, who is a future version of Frank Castle, who was killed and got Ghost Rider to bring him back to life. So they work together. Super awesome. These two other chicks, something like Warbird and Bald McGee or something. anyways, they form the new, and Groot, and they form the new Guardians, and it's all about hunting for Thanos is dead, and they've got the Black Order trying to put his body and his head together. Not the point. I was very into the first issue. I was like, you know, this has potential. It's a cool team up, like Guardians always does. It's kind of a hodgepodge of characters. And the second one did not disappoint. So if you are at all interested in Guardians of the Galaxy and seeing where the comics are, I highly recommend picking it up. It was cool. The chemistry the team has is already forming. Everybody has a very unique personality. I think they all work really well together. And just the storyline itself is cool. There's so many different factions and groups that are vying for different things. But at the same time, it was completely digestible as a reader. And as a casual reader, I really love comic books, but I would consider myself a casual reader. I'm not like reading like that, everything that comes out every week. I definitely enjoyed it. So I'm definitely giving that a splash. It is good, and I'm really excited to see where the series goes. At least this arc, you know, maybe it gets tired down the road. I don't fucking know. I'm not a fortune teller.
The current storyline of Guardians, this is the second issue of what's called the Final Gauntlet, and this is going to be a 6-part series. So I'm not sure if they're going to continue this team after.
Or if it's just a temporary thing.
I think that you are. I think this is just a story arc for right now. But this is all leading up to Marvel's big series. But this all started actually with Thanos and his own book last year.
Really?
Yeah. And then Frank Castle is now the Ghost Rider, like you said. He ended up back in time at some point to kill Thanos as a baby. And then ended up not killing him and like trying to raise him right. And then it still didn't work. Because he's Frank Castle and he murders people. So
yeah, didn't work out well.
Yeah.
According to plan.
And that's, again, going back to, like, you know, you can dive right into this Guardians of the Galaxy and not have to read all of that. But I would recommend going back at some point, whether it's after this or before that, or if you want to dive into it from the beginning, go back to that Thanos series that came out last year. For sure. But you're calling it a splash, Chris.
I think it's a splash. I think that... you're bringing up a really great point, which is I knew about Cosmic Ghost Rider, but there are a lot of other characters that make me want to go back and read what we talked about a little bit earlier. Like, because I'm reading this one now, I want to go read the entire Cosmic Ghost Rider series that pieces I missed. It reminds me so much of when I first got into comics with Annihilation. Annihilation was a great comic arc and storyline that had just come out. And I walked into the store and was like, this seems interesting. Some obscure space heroes. And it really helped me kind of ease in. I get a very similar feeling out of this. It's introducing ideas and concepts and obscure characters. I mean, if you can adopt and figure out Cosmic Ghost Rider and Beta Ray Bill and these two chick characters, then you're going to have no problem if you want to start meddling with X-Men or Avengers or Batman. Like, that's an easier pickup than, like, Beta Ray Bill's history. It's a fucking talking horse. Like, so, yeah, definitely a splash on my end.
Alright, so the book that also came out this week and I read that's actually kind of, I think, along the same storyline, but it's like a, I don't know if it's an alternate timeline or if it's the same one, but I read Wolverine Infinity Watch, and this takes place after the Infinity Wars story arc that just happened.
Okay.
And that's what I'm saying. I think
it definitely ties in, right?
What you're reading and what I read are kind of...
I'm out in space, you're on Earth, or you're in a different dimension of Earth that's infinite.
I think, well, because it makes reference to... Spoilers real quick, but...
Spoiler alert!
There's a new old man, Logan, that comes back, and he's kind of telling Loki about the situation that happened in the Infinity Wars. But the things that he's saying aren't what happened in the story arc. So it's like a different timeline where Loki's kind of confused. Anyway, if you read Legacy way back in the day, do you remember Marvel Legacy #1? It was like a big issue.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where this whole thing started. Wolverine actually had a Infinity Stone. And then he kicked one to Black Widow. So this is still along that whole story arc.
It was like each person represented one of the stones, right?
Yeah, each person, like a couple of different characters had the stones.
But like now, they became the essence of the stone because the stones got broken or whatever?
No, they were like carrying them. Like they all had...
They were like...
So Wolverine like was supposedly... This is also like Wolverine was dead, but he was coming back and his body was missing and everybody was looking for his body.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, after he had died, right? This is before the return of Wolverine.
Yeah, now he's back. He's back.
He
shows up to the mansion, and he's like, Loki's waiting for him, and all of that stuff. But there's a character in here who's an old man Logan character, but not the old man Logan.
Oh, not confusing at all.
Yeah, no. Wolverine has the Phoenix in the future at some point. I don't know if that was ever a real storyline, but in this timeline, his future self.
A lot of loose ends in this one.
Yeah, no, it's definitely interesting. It sparked my interest. This is a #1 issue, so I don't know. I believe this is all going to tie into the big story arc of the summer, which starts in April. The World at War.
World at War.
Yeah. Okay. So, it's got everyone on here from in the Marvel Universe.
The whole world, huh?
The whole world is at war. All in all, man, I'm loving that Wolverine's back in the mix.
It's a little confusing, self. But you're liking it.
It is a little confusing, but I'm interested, and it's definitely had me asking questions, so I'm definitely going to read the next issue in this story arc, but I'll give it a splash.
Okay.
The cover's dope because it's got the gauntlet and then the Wolverine claws coming out of it. Let us know what you're reading. We want to know. We always like knowing if there's a book that we should be reading that we're not reading.
Oh, yeah. You got a favy right now? Hit us with a favy? Recommend.
Hit us with that favy, dog.
Hit me with that favy. I want to read that.
Yes. Always love comic books. This is coming out next week. Here's a couple of them. We'll keep this one short, but cool. A couple of books I think people should pick up. Today, here in New York, Zachary Levy was signing autographs at... He was signing the Shazam Origins issue.
Where at? Did you meet him? Zachary Levi is a hero of mine.
No, they actually put out a message on social media that was like they capped the line, and anybody who was not there already, you weren't going to make it, basically.
Damn it. Where at? Midtown?
Midtown. It was at Midtown Comics downtown.
God damn it, Brad. Should have called me. I would have been there on a flight.
I mean, I knew about it yesterday, but I was like...
You son of a bitch.
So Shazam number 3 comes out tomorrow. Or next week. Sorry, next week.
Well, there's that then.
Yeah. Shazam and the Seven Realms continues. Billy Batson's world is turned upside down by a figure from the past, while Mary, Freddy, and the rest of the Shazam family enter a realm of endless amusements, candy factories, and friends in the Funlands. But what's the catch? Plus, a shocking development within the Library of Eternity. That drops next week. Have you been following along this Shazam? This is like the first time they've redone it, right?
It was like crazy a long time without a Shazam comic. It was like years and years.
Yeah, I think this is like the first time they've brought it back in like forever.
I think he's been like involved in other things, you know, like Injustice or certain other comic lines. But I mean, yeah, it was a big deal. It's like 6 or 7 years, something crazy like that, before they brought him back. Now they're like, there's a movie. Shit, everybody get on this. We need a comic quickly. Make money.
Exactly. Speaking of movies and movies that are tied to a comic book, there's a new Captain Marvel Braver and Mightier number 1. It drops next week. Hero for a day, hero for a planet. It's Carol Danvers Day. Air Force pilot Carol Danvers is a hero to many. So what could possibly delay her own celebration? Only her other job as an Earth's mightiest hero, Captain Marvel. Stuck between her duty to her community and her responsibility to the wider world, Carol will have to make a tough decision and muster all of her power to fend off the invasion force. Don't miss the excitement of the strongest and mightiest hero of all in her latest adventure. Captain Marvel's coming. Get ready. It's happening.
They're really selling us on Captain Marvel, aren't they? They really want us to really buy in.
They're going to, I kind of got the vibe that they're going to make Captain Marvel be like the baddest comic book chick in the game.
Well, I mean, she's already pretty badass, so.
Yeah, I know, but now that everyone's going to know it.
Yeah, now they're like, oh, cool, this is like the chick.
Now they have, like, now they're going all out. Like,
they've been working on this for a while, man. Civil War 2 was like 3 years ago.
No, it was 2 years ago.
Was it?
It was when Civil War came out.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was 2016.
Might be right.
2016 of June. So we're halfway home. 2.5 years.
There's also another Power Rangers book that comes out next week, but I'm not even going to go there. Chris, is there anything else you think we should know or read next week?
No, I would just say everybody keep a heads up for that Detective Comics. It's probably not till like late next month, but Detective Comics number 1,000. That's going to be a 1, hot
1,000.
That's going to be a hot. You know what?
Well, I will, Chris. I will say that Detective Comics number 999 comes out next week. So
it'll probably come out in the next bit.
It'll be March. It'll be in March next month.
Let's just March. March. Nope, nothing on March. I did fine. Didn't work out for me. Okay, well, look out for that. That's gonna be a hot item. Hot item.
That's gonna do it for this episode of Splash Trash Man Comic Book Edition. This has been episode 34. Hit us up on the social media tip. We are always looking for the chatter. That on Instagram is
G to the splash.
You can also email us with your comments, your great letters of how great our podcast is at gsplashbc@gmail.com. Thank Chris, any last words before we get out of there?
Nope. Enjoy. Go visit your local comic shop. Bye.
Yeah. Peace. We out, baby.